In this bulletin, Scott Morrison seeks a royal commission into this season's bushfires, more evacuations from China as the coronavirus spreads, and the 2020 AFLW season launches. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's written to state and territory leaders seeking their approval of draft terms of reference for a royal commission into this season's bushfires. Mr Morrison used his first parliamentary address of the year to pay tribute to victims of the bushfire crisis. He says the fires have been devastating and lessons need to be learned.
These fires are yet to end and danger is still before us in many, many places. But today we gather to mourn, honour, reflect and begin to learn from the black summer that continues.
Both Houses of Parliament have dedicated the entire first sitting day of the year to the bushfire tragedy, which has claimed more than 30 lives and an estimated 2 billion animals. Labor leader Anthony Albanese used his first parliamentary speech of the year to reflect on the impact of the fires.
We are united in shock and in sadness. So much of our country has been consumed by fire. And yet amongst this terrible loss, we have seen bravery, we have seen courage, and we have seen resilience.
Another batch of stranded Australians is preparing to be evacuated from the epicentre of the coronavirus in China to New Zealand after more than 200 citizens and residents were taken to Christmas Island. None of the Christmas Island arrivals has so far shown any signs of having the deadly virus, but will spend 14 days in quarantine to ensure they pose no risk when they return to the mainland. Queensland authorities will soon have more time to force anyone suspected of having the coronavirus into isolation. Queensland Health Minister Stephen Miles is rushing new laws through Parliament to extend his existing emergency order from 1 week to 3 months. The laws will give health officials more time to require the quarantine or isolation of suspected cases of the virus. Australia has 12 confirmed cases of coronavirus, two of which are in Queensland. China has agreed to allow United States health experts into the country as part of the World Health Organization's efforts to help fight the fast-spreading coronavirus. It comes as the death toll from the virus in mainland China rises to 425, with the total number of cases now standing at more than 20,400. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews is warning the owners of land where dozens of koalas are understood to have died that it's not up to them to decide if they've done the wrong thing. At least 40 koalas reportedly died and another 80 are in the care of authorities after timber harvesting on private land at Cape Bridgewater near Portland in Victoria's southwest. It's believed vegetation had been removed by contractors at the property before the owner undertook further clearing. An investigation is underway by the Conservation Regulator and the Environment Department, and Mr. Andrews says anyone found to have done the wrong thing will face a very stern penalty. Southeast Queensland is set to see as much as 200 millimetres of rain in the coming days. The heaviest falls are expected on the Sunshine Coast, north of Brisbane, on Wednesday and Thursday. Rain is also forecast for the drought-affected southern interior and southwest of the state. Southern interior areas, including the Southern Downs, Darling Downs, and parts of Warrego and Maranoa regions, could see up to 40 millimetres each day until the weekend. The 2020 AFLW season has officially been launched. The league has expanded to 14 teams this year, with the inclusion of Richmond, St Kilda, Gold Coast and West Coast. Richmond and Carlton play at Melbourne's Icon Park on Friday night in the season opener, with six games to follow over the weekend from venues across the country. And now tomorrow's weather. Perth mostly sunny, 35. Adelaide sunny and 28. Melbourne mostly sunny, 23. Hobart partly cloudy, 21. Canberra sunny and 30 degrees. Wollongong cloudy, 23. Sydney partly cloudy, 26. Newcastle, possible late shower, 25. Brisbane, showers and 26. Cairns, a possible shower, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.